This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are we there yet? Many Americans are on their way home from their Labor Day holiday, but President Biden's just getting started.
It's Labor Day when many Americans are savoring the last long weekend of summer. But President Biden is putting labor and unions on his agenda in what look a lot like campaign stops. Remarks on the dignity of workers, first at a lakefront amphitheater near downtown Milwaukee, and then a steelworkers union in Pittsburgh. It's his third trip to Pennsylvania in less than a week and follows a Saturday rally by Donald Trump as campaigns ramp up ahead of the November midterm elections. Biden's trip sees him return to a theme that was a centerpiece of his 2020 campaign. Mary Kay Henry, head of the Service Employees International Union, says the president has signaled which side he's on and says the labor movement must mobilize in battlegrounds across the country to ensure that working people turn out. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia's imposing sanctions on 25 Americans, including actors Sean Penn and Ben Stiller. Moscow says they will not be allowed to enter Russia. It's a response to U.S. sanctions against Russians because of the war in Ukraine. And word is just in that Ukraine's nuclear power plant was knocked off the electricity grid this morning after a fire caused by Russian shelling. The new prime minister of Britain is Liz Truss, the foreign secretary. She will take office tomorrow and try to steer the country through a cost of living crisis.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy. I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills.
Three people killed and two others wounded in a shooting at a home in St. Paul, Minnesota yesterday afternoon. No word yet about suspects. Flood watches have been in effect in the southeast today. Forecasters warned of the possibility of torrential downpours across already saturated ground. This is AP News. Now to China and COVID.
China's locked down 65 million of its citizens under tough COVID-19 restrictions and is discouraging domestic travel during upcoming national holidays. Most of the 21 million people in the southwestern city of Chengdu are confined to their apartments or residential complexes, while in an eastern port city, 14 new cases have been reported, all but two showing no symptoms. Despite a relatively low number of infections, authorities are adhering to a zero COVID policy, requiring lockdowns, quarantines, and the confining of people suspected of being in close contact with any confirmed case. September 10 to 12 is China's mid-autumn festival. The fear of being caught in a lockdown or even being in proximity with an infected person has severely constrained people's work, socializing, and travel habits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.